one day in your presence, in your house with you, than 1,000 elsewhere. Lord, we thank you that not only do we get to be with you, but that you get to be in us. Oh, Lord, we're so grateful for your presence. We're so grateful for your Spirit, that you lead us and you guide us day by day, moment by moment, that we would have the mind of Christ in all that we do, that we're led by your Spirit in all things, a mind that is controlled by the Spirit. Life, peace, godliness, the divine power within us. Oh Lord, let us see with our eyes and hear with our ears, that we would know what you're doing in this place, in and through us. As we were worshiping, I want to just pray this. It's 2 Corinthians. It says this. It says, for no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through him, the amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. Lord, I pray that this would be the case tonight. Lord, I thank you for your promises that are yes in Christ. And tonight we respond to the very promises that you have for your church, for your body, for Colorado, for the body of Christ. Lord, that we would rise to the occasion, rise to what we are called to as a people, what you have already given to us. Lord, that we would step in as priests, as ministers of our God. We would understand the kingly authority that we have to rule and reign. That we'd never operate from a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound. Goes on to say, and so now it is God who makes both us and you stand firm in Christ. Lord, we thank you for the grace that actually makes us stand firm in you, Jesus. And it says he has anointed us. Lord, thank you that you have anointed your bride. You pour out an anointing upon your bride. You've set a seal of ownership upon us. And it says this. It says, and you've put your Spirit in our hearts. Sometimes we read that just kind of nonchalantly, but Lord, you put your Spirit in our hearts. That's just crazy. Lord, I thank you that your Spirit is in us. You set your Spirit in us as a seal, as a deposit. It says, a guaranteeing what is to come. So, Lord, we thank you. Thank you for your blessing. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your Spirit. I pray a strength over your church, over the Church of Colorado. Lord, that your bride would arise in this time, that the glory of the Lord would rise upon your bride. Lord, I thank you for the anointing that you have for us. And even in that first song we were singing about the goodness of God, Lord, I thank you that we get to see your goodness, just as you did with Moses. When Moses asked for the glory, he said, show me your glory. It says, my goodness will pass before you. Lord, I thank you that we get to see your goodness. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Lord, I thank you that there we get to experience the goodness of God in the land of the living. Lord, that this is the time. It's the time for us, for this generation, to take hold of everything that you have for us. That we would not shrink back, that we would be your righteous ones, to walk by faith with the empowering grace, giving us all that we need. So, Lord, we bless your name. We give you all the glory tonight. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to just dive into prayer here. I was going to see if, if we can put Nicholas online there. We've got Pastor Nicholas. You want to kick us off here? You got it. You're on.
Wow. Just such a sweet presence of Jesus tonight. There's been flowing tears here in Arvada, and it's just amazing. Jesus, we honor your presence with every fiber of our existence. We honor your Lordship, Jesus. Your Lordship, Holy Spirit. Your Lordship, Abba, Father. We just decree and declare over the Church of Colorado that we submit and surrender everything to your Lordship, God. John 15:4, apart from you, Jesus, we can do absolutely nothing. But as we abide in you, we will produce fruit, and that fruit will remain, because fruit is born out of the soil of glorious oneness. Lord, we just pray for the Church across Colorado. Thank you, Jesus. We're undone by your sweet presence here tonight. It's just incredible what you're doing. Father, I thank you that as we gather together, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to pray together with one accord in you, Lord, to band together, to lock shields together, God, to pray, to decree, to prophesy, to proclaim your Lordship over the land, and to see giants fall. Thank you so much, Lord. We were worshiping. He put the scripture in Acts chapter 4 on my heart. And this is, the context is, you know, they were facing a lot of resistance. They were facing a lot of hardship. Picking up in verse 29, it says, "Now, Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word, by stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus." And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. Now the multitude of those who believed were of one heart and one soul. Neither did anyone say that any of the things he possessed was his own, but they had all things in common. And with great power, the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. The Holy Spirit spoke this to me. He said, "Son, the place was shaken, but the people were filled." The place that they gathered together was shaken, the circumstances, the surroundings. But although all that shaking was taking place, the people of God were filled. So Lord, we pray right now in the midst of so many wild things going on, God, shaking in the world, everything happening in the Middle East, God, that your people will be filled with the Holy Spirit and be filled with the supernatural grace and boldness, God. To do what? To proclaim the gospel, to proclaim your word that never returns void, to proclaim it, to prophesy it, to pray it, to decree it, to band together in oneness, to see the authority and power of your word manifested upon the earth. We thank you, Jesus, right now, that you're doing a movement in Colorado, a movement of oneness, a John 15 and John 17 immersion happening in Colorado, God. And we pray, Holy Spirit, that pastors all across the region, ministry leaders, sons and daughters, people attending church, your church, would bow in holy reverence and awe and submit everything to your Lordship. And at the same time, during the shaking, God, that you would fill your church with all boldness, God. We praise you. Bless you, Jesus. We thank you for your presence. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name.
So during worship, I'm kind of shocked at how this intertwines with what Nicholas is saying. I saw the Lord had a whole bunch of blueprints he is ready to deliver. But we have to first lay down our present plans. There's only one slot for blueprints. We can't have ours and his. We must remove the old to get the new. But wait, you say to the Lord, I received this revelation from you. And he said, yes, you did, but I have the revised, improved 2.0 version. Others said, I have these ideas I've drawn in my own hand. And the Lord said, lay it down. My plans are bigger and brighter because I don't see your limitations like you see your own. Even without knowing, you draw your plans taking into account your own limitations. Release your plans for your life, your family, your church, your business, your city, and our glorious state. And then he took me to John 15:5, the same verse that Nicholas read. Except for I got it in the Passion. As you live in union with me, as your source, your fruitfulness will stream from within you. But when you live separate from me, you are powerless. As you live in union with me, as your source, fruitfulness will stream from you, from within you. And then I also heard that here in Colorado, we need to do John 15 before we can do John 17. Again, just right in line with what Nicholas said. So, Father God, we just come to you. And we lay down our plans, our agendas, our hopes, our ways. And we say, Lord, your ways are higher. And we ask for those blueprints that you have, those revised blueprints, the blueprints that don't take into account our view of our own self, our limited self. Because, Lord, we want to abide in you to such a way that fruitfulness flows not from our limited place, but from your source. Pour out your unlimited resources, those that you've reserved for this time and this place and this people in this state. Lord, we ask for a spirit of revelation to come and show us what we're holding on to in our hands, anything that we're holding on to, any revelation that we're holding on to thinking that you might not have a 2.0 on it. We lay it all down, Lord. We just declare your ways are higher, your ways are better. We don't want to limit you by seeing ourselves involved in our limitations. Lord, your word says, surely goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our life. So, Lord, we're declaring that all over Colorado. That we, if goodness and mercy are following Colorado, Lord, we want to position Colorado in the path that mercy and goodness can run into it. Run into it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
want to know how high, how deep, how wide is your fullness. We want to know how high, how deep, how wide is your fullness. We want to know how high, how deep, how wide is your fullness. We want to know how high, how deep, how wide is your fullness. We want to know.
Sweet Jesus, we love you and we thank you. This Thanksgiving, we took time to adore you and to thank you for all things. Lord, this evening I saw as the river came from your throne, it came down as a waterfall and it filled into each one of us and we became pools of water pouring out, waterfalls of your love, of your life, of the manifestation of your grace. And we just thank you for that. I thank you, Lord, for the vision that you saw when we were discussing, praying into the harvest. I saw a field, a land covered in popcorn kernels. And the popcorn kernels were already covered in butter and salted. And Lord, I saw how one of the popcorn kernels, with the fire of your love, burst open. And when a popcorn bag is full of kernels and the kernels pop, it expands because there is power released. And I felt that that popcorn kernel was the revival in Kentucky. And the whole land is full of popcorn kernels that, Lord, you are going to apply your fire and you are going to have the whole land popcorn kernels. Popcorn kernels of revival are going to go out wherever and everywhere. And the power of your Holy Spirit is going to reverberate throughout the churches, just as the Kentucky revival did. We all felt it. And I thank you, Lord, that this is going to be massive. That was only the first. And the microwave is still on, and there is more to come. There are more revivals to come, and I just thank you to be able to pray into this. I thank you that as each popcorn kernel bursts, there is going to be a fragrance, an aroma that is just divine and lovely, and the people are going to already be anointed to live up into your destiny, to do your works, Lord, because you, it is your great pleasure to incorporate us in what you are doing. And so in faith, Lord, I pray this silly little simple prayer that your will be done and that the popcorn revival, the great awakening happen, and that more and more power of your Holy Spirit fall upon the churches so hard, so heavy, upon the colleges, upon the neighborhoods, cities, upon the counties, Lord, that they just heat up with your fire and are anointed with your Holy Spirit. And I thank you for who you are. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. That's so cool. Yeah, before... even before Mike started praying, I just was seeing just this picture of just rivers flowing just into this place. And just, I was just really feeling just John 7:38, just about just the Lord's put inside of us, Lord. And yeah, God, we don't want any of our flesh to be involved, but I thank you, God, that we were born again. And I thank you that you live inside of us, Lord. And so we just, Lord, we just prophesy to the rivers tonight. Whoever believes in me, as scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them, God. So we thank you, Holy Spirit. We just thank you that there's the flesh and there's the spirit, God. We don't want to walk in any flesh, but Holy Spirit, we just pray for just a divine boldness, God. There'd just be a divine outflow. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. We just pray, Holy Spirit, that any limiting beliefs of what you want to do through us, God, would be removed, and that we would operate in the power of the Holy Spirit flowing through us. Rivers of living water will flow from within them, Lord. We just pray for every thought that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God, of limiting belief, Lord, of how you want to flow through us, God, how you want to use us to touch people, Lord, would be removed, God. We thank you that it's your good pleasure to give us the kingdom, Lord. And we just thank you for this, God, on an individual level. We just prophesy to the church in Colorado. We just say, spring up, O well. Spring up, O well. Spring up, O well. Spring up, O well of revival. We just call it forth in Jesus' name. People who have walked in it, but the well has become stopped up. We just say, spring up, O well. We just thank you, Lord, for unbelief being removed right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, for just faith flowing like a mighty river, Lord. Flowing like a mighty river, Lord, through each living stone. Through each living stone, God, flowing like a river. We thank you for grace, God. The grace is not earned, but it's received, Lord. We just thank you for grace flowing like a river, God. Just flowing out of the bellies of people, Lord. Flowing out of the bellies of your saints, God. Prophecy, Lord. All the gifts of the Spirit, all the fruit of the Spirit, Lord. Divine boldness, God. Just we thank you. We prophesy to the bellies. We prophesy and we say, the rivers flow in Jesus' name. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your deposit in us, Lord. We thank you, God. We just prophesy, flow in Jesus' name. Boldness of the Spirit to be released in Jesus' name through every living stone, God. In the streets, Lord, at work, God, at the at school, God. In the church environment, Lord Jesus. In the ecclesia, that the living stones, and they come together, that the rivers would flow from within their bellies, God. We just prophesy, and we just prophesy to that corporate river as well. We just prophesy to the rivers in Colorado. We just say, flow in Jesus' name. Flow in Jesus' name. We just thank you, Lord, from this place, from this place of governmental authority. We just prophesy. We just declare, let the river flow in Jesus' name. It just washes away. It washes away the flesh. It washes away all these things. It's so much more powerful, God. So we just prophesy just unstopping of the rivers in Jesus' name. And we just declare that river that flows from heaven, God, they would flow. It would flow across Colorado, Lord. It would flow. Your grace, Lord, your empowerment of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost that brings people to all, that draws all men to you, God. That draws all men to you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
I just wanted to share with you, I'm going to have my wife pray here in just a minute, but on Tuesday morning, the Lord woke me up about, 4 a.m. It was early, which is early for me, not for Mike. I know he's always up working out, but that wasn't me. And he had me read 2 Corinthians 3:18, and he gave me a vision to this. And I'm just going to read it for you real quick. It says, "But we all," unless you're from Texas, then that's all y'all, "but we all, with unveiled face, beholding in the mirror the glory of the Lord." And I just broke when I read that. The glory of the Lord. It just wrecked me. And it says, "and being transformed into the same image from glory to glory." And I looked this up, and it's the word in the Greek means continuous. So it could say, if there's enough pages, from glory to glory to glory to glory to glory to glory to glory, and we could keep going, but we have to go home at some point. And then it says, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. And when I was sitting in my home, and I'm reading this passage, he's showing me, I'm sitting, and there's others with me, and I'm sitting in this little pool of water, and there's a water slide that kind of goes down to the next bigger pool. And then there's a water slide that goes down to the next bigger pool. And there's a water slide that goes down to the next bigger pool. And I'm looking, and he says, "Son, do you want to come with me to the ocean?" And I came out of that, and I thought to myself, that was the dumbest thing I have ever heard, seen. And I just realized, as Jonathan was talking about that, he's talking about those rivers and where he's taking us from glory. And if we will walk in the Spirit, he's going to bring us from glory to that next bigger pool, glory. And the people that were around me, there's many that were letting go and letting themselves slide to the next pool of glory. But then there's others that were holding on. They didn't want to go to the next level of glory. I don't know if it was from fear. I don't know if it was because I'm comfortable. I don't know. But folks, we have to let him take us to the next level of glory, because he wants to continuously move us from glory to glory to glory to glory to glory. And if we will flow in his Spirit, see, the amount of glory that we see is directly related to the revelation of how much glory we're allowed to let him show us. It's directly related to how willing we are to be allowed to show his glory. We have a lot to do with this, folks. So, read what? Wells of revival and waves of glory. I didn't know that was there, by the way. I had no idea it was there. But so the Lord was revealing that to me, and I just want to share that before my wife prays for us. But guys, it is so important that we do our part so that he can take us from glory to glory. So Father, I just pray that you'd release your Spirit in each one of us, Lord. I pray that your glory would manifest in tremendous ways, Lord, and as your Spirit moves, that we would just waterfall and that we would move into that next large pool, Lord, that next level of glory that you have for your church, your big C, corporate ecclesia. Father, I just thank you that your glory has been shown, and even as we've seen your glory grow and we've seen it more intense in the most recent of months, Father, I pray that you continue to grow that till we hit that ocean of glory, so that we are flowing in so much glory that we're not surprised at the miracles. In fact, we're surprised when the miracles aren't happening. Lord, we're not surprised when we see people coming to you. We're not surprised when witch doctors walk into places to get them and they get radically saved. We're not surprised that people in Boulder on the hill are seeing tremendous turnaround in their lives. We're not surprised, Lord, when people's bodies are healed from cancer. Lord, we're not surprised when people are completely removed from the addiction of any kind of drug or alcohol, Father. Father, I pray that your glory would be in each one of us and in this place tonight, Lord, and as we grow into these greater pools, that we would be manifesting your glory in everything that we are and that we say and that we do, in Jesus' precious and holy name.
Abba, Father, we praise you. We thank you that you are a God that is living, breathing, and doing all that you have promised. I thank you, Father God, for each and every person in this room, each and every person that each of us are tethered to, Father God, that as you are rising up, Father God, because we are allowing it, and we say, have your way, Father God. Have your way in your people. Father God, as Terry was saying, that we surrender this flesh to allow Holy Spirit to rise up and move. I saw a vision of young children coming up to Jesus and say, I just want to drink from your cup. And you just kindly and lovingly hand us your cup. And as Jonathan spoke, Father God, is when we are filled with all the things of the goodness of the kingdom of heaven. And that as Rex was saying, Father God, I saw all these visions before they were spoken. As Rex was saying, as a child sitting on a water slide, holding on, trying not to go down, you're saying, no, release. Release, surrender the flesh and let the Spirit flow through you. And as we ride the ride, Father God, it is a beautiful ride. As we stand, Father God, and be obedient to the word, when you say, lay your hands on them and they shall be healed. Father, it was not that they may be, they kind of will be. It's like they shall, Father God. No longer will we live in doubt. No longer will we live in fear, Father God, because we just do what you've asked us to do. And you, Father God, you show up with all power and authority, and you are God. Through your people, you will live up to the promises that you said. You said that you will see dead rise. You said that you will see the lame be healed. Father God, we claim it through the powerful name of Jesus as we stand up, Father God, and we become those disciples that train and raise the disciples, Father God, that we will be about the great commission of what you've asked us to do, Father God, as you, Father God, allow us to go to your glory, Father God. You will be exalted upon the mountains. Even the valleys will reign with glorious sunshine and raises that will rise up, and people will even call their valleys a beautiful place to be because they see, Father God, that you are working, because your word says through all trials and tribulation, call it all joy because you are growing your people. And I thank you, Father God, that we allow you to be God and we allow you, Jesus, to let us drink from your cup, and we are led by the Holy Spirit. We will see the glory to glory to glory that never ends. I thank you, Father God, for the state of Colorado. I thank you for all of those that are tethered together to say, Ecclesia, come, all power and authority of the kingdom of heaven. It is time to take your place, and we are going to stand, and we will be part of that power and authority to watch it ripple through the state of Colorado and to be the master and the giver of Jesus Christ himself, who says, I have died for it all, and freedom has been here. Accept it, take it, and run with it. We praise you, Abba Father. We thank you, Jesus Christ, for all that you've done for us and all that you've given us. And we say, Holy Spirit, have your way. And we will follow. We will no longer hold back. We will get into the river of life and flow like we've never flown before. In the powerful name of Jesus, amen.
So I just asked Bob and Sharon, led just a prayer time last night, River of Life, it's called. And this is where the entire theme of last night was the wells of revival and the waves of glory. And so I was just going to ask Bob just to share a little bit about last night.
Well, thank you. Can you put the picture up? It's in the folder down there on the right. There's a picture of the prophetic painting. You to have it. So anyway, this painting that came from was a prophetic painting. It's basically God's Heart for Colorado is the name of the painting. And in one section is what we were praying over last night, and the wells of revival. In the painting, there's one of the artists had she was praying, and God gave her this image of wells, deep, deep wells. And those wells have been dug in Colorado for generations. And we were praying God's favor and blessing over all those men and women of prophecy that have prayed with all their heart over Colorado for generations. And they like those in the Bible who they prayed and didn't get to see the fulfillment of all that God had for them. And this one section of the painting, those wells are just gushing with the waters, and they're overflowing the top of the well, and they're creating these waves of glory that are circling. And we were just thanking God for all those men and women who have been faithful in prayer in their prayer closets, and they have prayed earnestly for Colorado and for the people of Colorado, that Colorado would be saved and God would receive glory. And out of that abundance of these waters that are flowing, that his glory would just flow from sea to sea. And it was just an amazing, beautiful time of remembrance and of praying for Colorado. And so, Lord, we thank you that what you have started, you are faithful to complete. And Father, all the prophecies that have been prayed over Colorado, over from year to year, generation to generation, they're all yes and amen, God. You are not going to forget what you have promised all of these saints of old. And Father, we say thank you that you will accomplish everything that you want to accomplish. Father, we prayed specifically for the church in Colorado, that all of those wells that were dug and all those pastors, Father, that have grown weary, Father, we pray that the waters would just refresh their soul. God, that you would just renew and revive them, Lord, that they would have new life in their innermost being, and that you would refresh them, God, with this water, that everything that flows from them, Father, would be a new river into the people that they are caring for,
yes,
Father,
God.
Those congregations, yes. And those churches, God, that they would be saturated with, yes, these waters, Father, that are flowing from the well. So, Lord, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for the plans and purposes you have for Colorado. And we just agree with your plans. We say yes and amen, God. We pray your kingdom come and your will be done in every area in our lives, Father, individually and in our churches, in our communities, in our state, God. We pray that you would continue to stir the hearts of those who have been elected, God, that you would encounter them. Father, that I'm reminded even now of word coming out of Gaza, where in the midst of all that's going on, God, you in one night appeared to over 200 men, 200 Palestinian men in Gaza in a dream, and that they the next day started talking amongst each other, and they all had the exact same dream, that you were standing in their midst. So God, if you can do it there, you can certainly do it here. God, would you reach out to those who haven't been open, Father, that you would encounter them, God, that you would just present yourself to them and say, I am here, I am Jesus, and I love you. Father, we just thank you that when we've done everything and we've stood, you can still go way beyond our standing. So Lord, we say thank you. We say thank you, God. You are worthy.
I wasn't going to share this, but the heat and the popcorn. I woke up two mornings ago. It was Monday morning. And I heard the Lord say, I'm turning up the heat. And I've been talking to him. And then yesterday morning as I woke up, he took me in some of my time with him. Mid-morning, probably yesterday, he took me to Acts 28. It's a story about Paul's shipwreck. It's just the entire ship's about to go down. They end up at Malta. The islanders showed them unusual kindness. And they built a fire and welcomed us, all because it was raining and it was cold. Paul gathered a pile of brushwood, and as he put it on the fire, a viper, driven out by the heat, fastened itself on his hand. When the islanders saw the snake hanging from his hand, they said to each other, "This man must be a murderer, for though he escaped from the sea, justice has not allowed him to live." But Paul shook the snake off into the fire. I find that interesting. The very thing that drove the snake out, is the viper out, was the very place he went back to, and suffered no ill effects. The people expected him to swell up or suddenly fall dead. But after waiting a long time and seeing nothing unusual happen to him, they changed their minds and said he was a god. That revival you saw in the popcorn, the heat, there's explosions of almightiness, there's explosions coming. God, I thank you that you're turning up the heat. You're turning up the heat on the things that have been hidden in the darkness, Lord. You're turning up the heat on the things that need to be revealed, Lord. I love how Bill Johnson put it. He says, we owe to humanity to create an environment to allow God to move in supernatural and amazing, life-changing ways. We owe it to humanity. Lord, Paul had a moment with some islanders. They were humanity. And you created an environment to allow them to see that there is a God. There's a God that answers by fire. And there's a God that that drives out the vipers by fire. It's almost like dust. To dust you came and to dust you'll go. To fire you came from, to fire you'll go back to. Lord, I thank you in this hour as the heat has turned up, Lord. God, I thank you that we would love well, Lord, that we would be obedient in this hour, Lord, to be led by you, to be led by you in all things, Lord, so that we can create that environment, Lord, for you to move. And it's in those moments that those bursts of popcorn, Lord, those revivals, those small, like amazingly supernatural acts of you, God, take place. That people are amazed and they realize, oh, it must be the God of Israel. It must be the God. Even going back to the Old Testament, over and over and over again, ridiculous situations that on paper certain armies should not have won, certain troops and battle-ready Israelites, Lord, should not have won battle, but they did. And it was all for the opposition, Lord, or for those around them, Lord, to witness the God of Israel, the one true God, to inject himself into the situation, Lord. Even in Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, Lord, in the fire. But isn't there a fourth man? He looks like the Son of Man. He looks like the Son of God. It's a bright light. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for this hour, Lord. I just prophesy, Lord. God, I just declare over the body of Christ, Lord, that we would love well in the midst. I just see it again, over and over again, that we would love well in the midst, Lord, in the midst of the vipers being driven out of the darkness, Lord, that we would meet that, those situations, Lord, that we would be honored and privileged, Lord, to engage in those moments, Lord. God, that so that your acts that are never changing, Lord, or ever changing, Lord, would show your nature, which is never changing, a God of love and a God of truth. So let those rule and reign in this hour, Lord, as the heat's turned up. God, we engage it. God, we're living in the most exciting time in all of history. Let us engage it. Let us engage the heat, just like Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. I don't know what's going to happen. Our God's going to come for us. He's going to do something. But even if he doesn't, his nature is never changing. We will still love. We will still honor. We will still exalt the God of gods. Amen.
I was going to sit on this, and then Tracy started speaking my words, and I thought, that happens to us. And if you know me, one of the things that really irritates me is when a verse in the Bible doesn't get translated well. And we all know Luke 1:37, for nothing will be impossible with God. Let me read it to you in Greek. Not expecting you to know what I'm saying, but listen for a word that you do know. Oti uk adunatese paratu theu pan rhema. It's the only place in Scripture where rhema is translated nothing. The only place where it comes out that way. And the Passion has done a good job of it. Not one promise from God is empty of power, for nothing is impossible with God. If he's spoken to you, if you've got a rhema, all the power of God's word is in that rhema. the same power that came about when he said, let there be light, and there was light. He didn't get water. He didn't get sheep. He didn't get cherry trees. He got light. And exactly what he spoke is what he got. And this is the context he gave this to me in. Tracy, you're going to love this. I got to go to another book here. And I'm sitting here tonight going, I wish I had a real Bible. Because I could hold it up. So I'm holding up like 14 Bibles right now. It's in Isaiah. And listen to this. Almost there. Thank you for your patience. This is what I'm speaking over us. As I say, each one of these pieces say, that's true of me, okay? You got it? The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. That's true of me. Because the Lord has anointed me. That's true of me. To bring good news to the poor. That's true of me. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. That's true of me. To proclaim liberty to the captives. That's true of me. And the opening of the prison to those who are bound. That's true of me. To proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God. Here it comes. To comfort all who mourn. God's turning up the heat. You ready? The popcorn's starting to pop. Do you ever stand at your microwave when you do microwave popcorn and listen because you don't trust how long it's going to need to pop and you listen for when it slows down? But it starts with what? Speeding up. One kernel, then two, then four, and then a lot. And I think that's what's going to happen to us. But here's his promise for all of us. Is there anything in your life that needs to be over with? Is there anything in your life that God really does need to burn up? I did this recently, and I'll tell you what. And it was something that I had to get rid of, and I got rid of it. And the ride is just beginning. It's just getting better and better. To give them a beautiful headdress instead of ashes. You know what that means? Your greatest failure is going to become your most beautiful anointing. Your greatest failure is going to become your most beautiful anointing. To give them a beautiful headdress instead of ashes. A beautiful headdress is a wedding. What are ashes? It's a funeral. It's the getting rid of something or losing something or having something shift in your life. And Papa is going to take that and make something entirely beautiful out of it. To give you the oil of gladness instead of mourning. Same context. The garment of praise instead of a faint spirit. So on the one hand, you got the ashes. There's things we're all going to lose in all this shifting. But he's going to take those ashes and make them a beautiful headdress. The left-hand column, you got ashes, mourning, faint spirit. In the right-hand column, he's going to turn those into a beautiful headdress, gladness, and praise. Do you know why? So that you may be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Father, I know you're doing this work. You already did it with me. Frightening to let go and let you consume what that was. But I'm watching it already turn around. And you're going to do that for all of us. Our greatest failures in our life that we think are holding us back from what you have for us are the very doors in which you are walking through to take our greatest weakness and turn it into our most glorious and greatest strength. To do what? To show your glory and not the glory of ourselves. Father, thank you as these things get consumed in us and around us. You're doing it so you can change our identity. You're getting rid of the things that weigh us down. You're getting rid of the things that hold us back. And every day, Lord, I just get more and more consumed, realizing the only real picture we have of reality is right here. All this is real. Jesus isn't Lord because I believe he is. He's Lord because he is. When I believe that, I can act through him. That whole book is true. Every page of it. And God wants to take the things that hinder us. Tracy, turn up the heat, right? Get that popcorn going. And when it's all popped, you sit down, have a bowl, and eat it. Because it's part of the food that's going to turn us all into oaks. It's a word that just means strength. They don't know how to translate it from Hebrew into English because we don't have an equivalent. It's used of rams. It's used of trees. It's used of all kinds of different strength. Strong oaks of righteousness that display his glory. That's what you got coming. That's what we've all got coming. Father, I thank you that we're on that path. When it's frightening, help us turn to you and go, Daddy, I'm scared, but I surrender. That you may do your work in us and transform us and make us beacons of hope and strength and righteousness and joy and glory in you for others to see.
Adding to the deepness that he wants, clearly. This week, the Lord has had me deep clean my house, deeper than I've ever cleaned my house. He's had me get rid of so many things that I've just been tagging along with me. Every time I've moved houses in the last 3 years, he's had me get rid of everything, and he provides much more and much better every single time. So I believe he's wanting us to deep clean our house and our heart. And I had to write stuff down. Cleaning out all that no longer serves us. All people, places, and things not of the Lord. And then he gave me this vision of the well. And he showed me the first waters that come out are muddy. All that mud has to get purged out. And so the water is brown, but as it keeps coming, it keeps flowing, and it keeps getting rid of those things. It's penetrating through, and it starts to become clear. So, Father, we thank you that you're cleaning out those things of our hearts and our homes, and that you're getting all this mud out and all this gunk out and getting to the deepest part of us and healing us, Lord. There needs to be a deep call for repentance in Colorado, Lord. So we repent for even having those things that are not of you in our hearts and in our lives, Lord. And we ask that you replace them with the greater things. And if he's been saying anything over and over lately, it's give me what's in your left hand so I can give you what's in my right. So, Lord, we give up anything in our left hand and we receive what you have for us in your right hand, Lord. And also with my home, for those of you that don't know me, my name is Scarlett, and this home that I don't even know how we got into it, but I avoided it for a long time because of the name of the street, because I was scared of what was gonna happen in that house. But I live on Scarlett Oak Court,
And I was scared because I know that the oaks have to go through the turbulence in order to grow their roots deeper. So, Father, I thank you for these deep roots that you're wanting us to grow as well, deeper and deeper still. And I say these things in Jesus Christ.
A couple weeks ago, I shared about just a personal well that the Lord was having me dig. And that following Sunday, I was in church, and just during worship, I just heard the Lord say that there's a lot of watchmen that have abandoned their posts, and just to pray that those posts would be filled again. So we just call in those watchmen, Lord. We just pray returning of the watchmen that have fallen away. We just pray for returning, Lord, and even new watchmen to come to stand guard and to sound the alarm and to let the people know what's coming and to hear your heart and to see from your perspective, Lord. And then he showed me a vision right after that of a well underneath the church. It was a huge plot of land, and it was underneath the kind of the auditorium, but it was, I think, even bigger than the auditorium in the building. And it was everybody that was here. We were all doing the work of digging this well together. So I just want to call forth laborers, more laborers, Amen. To dig this well, Amen. Lord, because I believe that he said that this is going to be a well that is going to water the region. So I just thank you, Lord, for that. And it was kind of like Nehemiah, that everybody was doing their own work, their own part of the wall. So we just thank you, Lord, that the work that you're doing, that we just thank you for your spirit that's already flowing here. And just to think of that the well's not even sprung up yet. We just thank you, Lord, for more to come in this wells of revival. And then he just was showing me that about Moses, that he just hit the rock and water sprung out. So this is the rock. So, Lord, in an instant, you can just make water come out. So we just pray for an instantaneous gushing of this water to come forth from the rock. And then he led me to Joel, or I came across it this week, Joel 3:18, I think it says, "And a fountain shall come forth from the house of the Lord." So we just thank you, Lord, for that. And then to go along with the glory to glory, the water slides in the ocean. Years ago, I was at a church, and they just encouraged us to ask God where our secret place was with him. And so I had a vision of being in this up in the mountains with Jesus, and there was a waterfall, and he was like, "Come behind here." And behind this waterfall is this like cenote, I think that's how you say it. And it was beautiful, and it was just glowing blue water. And he was standing to the side, and he showed me like scuba or diving gear. And he's like, "You don't need that." He's like, "Will you dive in with me and like go find treasures?" And it freaked me out at first. But then recently, even Scarlett was showing me or telling me a vision of the Lord pulling me deep down into the ocean with him, and that he was making me into a pearl. And I ended up having a dream about that. And he was showing me, as I was doing homeschool with the kids today, we were studying about natural selection and about these divers that, you know, their bodies in different parts, I don't remember where they are, but that their bodies have adapted to actually be underwater for 13 minutes. And for the pressure that their bodies have adapted to be able to swim to these great depths of like 200 feet. So Lord, I just thank you for glory to glory, the water slides to the ocean, to the deepest places of the ocean, where we're completely abandoned without any gear, that we are just with you and just full abandonment. So we just pray for greater depths of glory, and we just thank you in Jesus.
So when she was sharing about that deep water, I just heard the Lord say, "Deep calls into deep." And then he reminded me in Psalms 43 in the Passion. It says, "Here I am depressed and downcast, yet I still remember. Yet I still remember you as I ponder the place where the glory streams down from the mighty mountaintops, lofty and majestic. The mountains of your awesome presence. My deep need calls out to your deep to the deep kindness of your love. So, Lord, as we lift up Colorado to you, and so much of Colorado is sitting right now depressed and downcast, so on behalf of them, we just call out, Lord. And we say, we remember you. And we know that your glory streams down from the mighty mountaintops, lofty and majestic. The mountains of your awesome presence and our deep need here in Colorado, Lord. We don't have any other hope. We have a deep need for you, Lord. And we call out to the kindness of your love to come. Lord, there may be other places that can stand on their semblance of righteousness, but we know we can. Our deep need calls out to your deep love. Lord, we pray for Colorado. We call the watchman. We call up the watchman, Lord. Lord, you showed me this is a year that you're calling up the reserves. You're calling up the reserves, Lord. Those that have said, oh, I've served my time. You're calling them up, Lord. We get an agreement that you're calling up the reserves. You're calling up those that think they can do it part-time. We're calling up the reserves, Lord. You say, we're asking, Lord, that you would give them grace to find their place on the wall. Lord, we break discouragement and hope deferred off of those that are sitting in a place of discouragement and isolation. We break isolation off of. We call for divine appointments and divine connections, Lord. That the wall all around Colorado would be watched over for your glory, for your purpose, Lord. Lord, we're calling out those things that you've reserved for this time. The abundance that you've reserved for this time, we're calling up the reserves. The things that you've saved for this time, the revivals that you've saved, the glory that you've saved for this time. We're calling it up now, Lord, in agreement all over Colorado. We thank you for it, Jesus. We thank you for the glory. We thank you for the glory. Lord, teach us to minister in the glory without taking it for ourselves. Lord, we just want to be in the glory without touching it in a profane way. That you receive all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. In Jesus' name.
It's a scripture. John 17, as we were in John 15 into 17. It says this, this is the words of Jesus praying. It says, I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. And I was just seeing this as we've been praying over the net for Colorado and the unity of the church and coming together. Even within churches, that there's almost, there could be that disunity of just kind of trying to do their own thing and go their own way. But you've called us all to come into an alignment with one Spirit. It says we make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. And so I had this vision as we were worshiping earlier, and it just kind of links into this, and I saw like you'd see geese, and geese fly, I know there's like terms for all this, but they fly in a V, but I saw the geese like all flying separated. So instead of all like when you see them flying rightly, they're all kind of linked together wing to wing, and then they're flying out, but I just saw like geese kind of all separated, kind of flying their own direction, and I just was, I didn't hear the word of the Lord on this, but I just felt like the Lord was saying, this is my church when they're not in unity, when they're not together as one, and there's an exhaustion. There's no rest. And he says, come to me as the body of Christ. When we link together, and I even saw like from glory to glory, and I know there's other ways to see this, but I felt like the Lord is like, when you come together, when you link together, like the Lord gives us glory, but it's like when you link together, it's 1 + 1 = 3, and it's from glory to glory. And there's an increase of glory as the body of Christ comes into this oneness, into this alignment with Christ as the head, and we're all going now one direction instead of kind of separated, still like our eyes are on Jesus, but we're all kind of going our own pace and our own direction. But when we link together as one, there's a rest for the church to step fully into an alignment and move at a faster speed than we could ever go on our own for a much longer distance. And I just saw in Romans 12, it says, don't think of yourselves more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourselves with a sober judgment in accordance with the measure of faith that God has given you. So just as each of us has one body and many members, so these members do not all have the same function. And so in Christ, we who are many form one body, with each member belonging to all the others. Then it just goes on to say later on in verse 9, it says, so love must be sincere, hate what is evil, cling to what is good, be devoted to one another in brotherly love, honor one another above yourselves, never be lacking in zeal. Lord, I just pray right now for your church. Lord, I thank you. And just even the wells of revival, the waves of glory, from glory to glory, Lord, that this is your desire, it's your plan for your church. Lord, that we would make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit, to come into this place of oneness, that Jesus, the very glory that you have, that you say you give it to us, that we may be one as you and the Father are one. Lord, I thank you that you are knitting your body together as one. It's no longer dysfunctional, separated, doing their own thing, having our own mind, but we have the mind of Christ together as one. I thank you in that place, Lord, that we are going to see these wells of revival come and spring up, that there is going to be just a gushing kind of what Jonathan was talking about, just this flow, this move of the Spirit again, that we would see your power again move in the church, that the church, the kingdom is not a matter of talk, but it's of power. Lord, I ask that, I've been asking for this just as of late, just going, Lord, we want to see your power in the church like we've never seen before. We want your glory revealed to the world around us, that when we pray, things move, mountains move. Lord, we ask you right now for a move of your Spirit, that you would unite your church together as one. Lord, that your glory would come, that the church would be knit together, that as Nicholas had talked about with that net, that there's a net that is linking us together as one. And it's when the net comes together, Heidi Baker prayed for it, talked about it at the last conference. But I thank you, you're bringing this net together. You're knitting your church together. Lord, would you do it in this time? That the heads of churches, the pastors of churches, they're not doing their own thing any longer. But we're coming together. We actually need each other. And then within the church, that every member of, that everyone realizes they play a critical role. They play an important part. They're not just warming up a seat, warming up a pew, and coming on Sunday to pay their tithes. That they actually play a part in the body of Christ. Lord, I thank you for the awakening of your church in this season. Every part, every body part coming together. And Lord, in that place, that we are going to see your glory revealed in the church. We thank you, Jesus.
We prophesy deep, deep wells of revival.
Mic might die here, but I want to, not me, but this mic. I want to shift gears as we close here, if I can. I just felt like we need to pray over Israel. And today, the Israeli government, part of the Israeli government, from the Israeli government, there came a call for a day of prayer today, Wednesday, November 29th, and this is a day where the UN actually voted in 1947 to establish a Jewish state and an Arab state side by side. And it says this day of prayer is called due to the practical dynamics of the current war and the pressure associated with it. And so it's a significant day for Israel as well. But it's interesting. I didn't realize that that's what today was back in 1947, and I believe, which was part of the reason why they called this prayer today. But in 2 Chronicles 20, I felt like the Lord said, pray for my 2 Chronicles 20, and I just want to pray the prayer that Jehoshaphat prayed when the armies came against him. And it's interesting. There's a part in here you'll see where it, and I'll read it, and then I'll read it again in the prayer. But it says, but now it says, here are men from Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir whose territory you would not allow Israel to invade when they came from Egypt. And so they turned away from them, and they did not destroy them. And then it says, see how they are repaying us by coming to drive us out of the possession that you gave us as an inheritance. And here we have, in 1947, the day that the Jewish state and the Arab state side by side was established, voted in by the UN to have them side by side. And so, I don't know, I'll just pray into it. but I felt like today is the day, the 29th. And so before we just left in prayer, I wanted to speak and pray into this. So Lord, we come before you. Lord, we thank you for Israel. You say pray for Israel. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Lord, we lift up this nation, these people that are your people, Lord. And we cry out, on behalf of them, and knowing that this is your heart, Lord, that that you desire their protection. You desire that they would be strengthened. And so, Lord, from just the words of Jehoshaphat as he prayed, and I love the start where you get acknowledged, Lord. It says, O Lord, God of our fathers, are you not the God who is in heaven? You rule over all the kingdoms of the nation. Power and might are in your hand, and no one can withstand you. O our God, did you not drive out the inhabitants of the land before your people Israel and give it forever to the descendants of Abraham, your friend? You have lived, or they have lived in it, and they have built it, or built in it a sanctuary for your name, saying, if calamity comes upon us, whether the sword of judgment or plague or famine, we will stand in your presence before the temple that bears your name, and we will cry out to you in our distress, and you will hear us and you will save us. And then this part that I read earlier, it says, and now here are men from Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir whose territory you would not allow Israel to invade when they came from Egypt. And so they turned away from them and did not destroy them. And see how they have been, how they are repaying us by coming to drive us out of the possession that you gave us as an inheritance. O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power to face this vast army that is attacking us. We don't know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. Lord, I thank you right now that as all eyes are on Israel right now, that the eyes of the people of Israel would turn to you, that there would be a cry to you, that whether there's calamity that comes upon them, no matter what comes upon them, that those words where they would bear your name and they would cry out to you, and that you would hear and you would save them. Lord, we say, would you save Israel? Lord, would you listen to the cries that go forth? Lord, I thank you that you are awakening your people to see you for who you are, to see you rightly. Jesus, that Messiah would be known, that it would be evident that that Jesus, you are the Messiah. Lord, for this nation, that there would be a cry out to you and that a people would come to you. And Lord, that you would save this nation. We don't know how. We don't know what you're going to do. We know we're in wild times here. This is crazy times. Nations against nations and things happening right now, things being put in place. And we know so little of what's really happening right now. But Lord, our eyes are on you. And Lord, I thank you. We don't know what to do. But Lord, we lift you up right now. We pray for this nation, for Israel. We lift up the nation of Israel. And Lord, we thank you for the work that you're going to do. Lord, may we play our part in this, whatever part that is. And Lord, we just say, would you guide us and lead us as a people, as your church? And Lord, I thank you that all of Israel will be saved. And we just bless your name tonight. Lord, we say, would you be glorified in this place, across Colorado, throughout the nation, this amazing nation, the United States of America, and throughout the world. And Lord, I thank you that your hand is upon Israel. Would you bless Israel? Would you pour out your blessing upon them? In Jesus' name.